hands and give him glory. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, because you are worthy. Father, you're so worthy this morning. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Father, less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force in the name of Yahshua. Father, I declare and decree that this word is forever settled in heaven. Father, this word, God's glory, is going to cause healing, deliverance, oh my God, and salvation. Father, we give you praise for it in advance. Father, first of all, we pray for the East Coast, those affected by the storms, by the tornadoes, Lord God. Father, you don't cause disaster, but Father, you, God's glory, keep disaster from ultimately causing destruction in our lives, Father. And Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, your new grace and your new mercy. High glory, your new favor, high glory, is shaped out of our kosher. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. Hey, glory, is shate kisha. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, that what you have began, you will conclude. Father, I give you praise. Father, what you have started in us, you're going to finish. And Father, we give the devil notice that the blood of Jesus is against you. High glory, is shate kisha. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that the blood of Jesus covers, cleanses. Come on, you better get it this morning. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, right now for healing in the body. Father, healing. Father, for those dealing with symptoms and infirmities and sicknesses and diseases, Father, we speak the word and we speak the word only. Father, you said, by your stripes, we were healed. High glory, past tense. So, Father, we are already healed, and we speak it, and we bring it down from the spirit into the natural. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, somebody's going to get it this morning. Somebody's going to get this breakthrough. High glory, breakthrough. High glory, somebody's getting breakthrough right now. Glory, you feel the warmth of the power of God in that area. Put your hand where that need is in the body. Father, I speak and declare by your stripes, it's already healed. In Jesus' name, I declare and decree. Heart issues, glory. Congestive heart issues. Good morning, Kintara, Chet, and Martha. Glory, Isha. Father, I declare and decree high blood pressure, heart valves, high glory, aortic valves, right now, high glory, are being healed and repaired right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for circulatory issues in the blood system. High glory, there it is. Father, I come against high cholesterol, anything that would cause clogging or obstructions in the heart vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the blood vessels, in the body. Father, I declare and decree, oh my God, my God. Hey, glory, glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Respiratory issues, respiratory failure. Glory, blood clots in the lungs. Father, we declare and decree that blood clots are being cleared up right now in the name of Jesus. Pneumonia, double pneumonia, bronchitis, breathing issues. Father, I declare and decree it's being healed right now in Jesus' mighty name. Oh my God. Oh, come on now. Somebody's getting it right now. Somebody's getting it right now. Lift your hands. You're being healed. You're being healed right now as I call it out. Just type, I receive it. It is so. Blood clots. Aneurysms. High glory. Oh, my God. Father, we come against clogging of the arteries. High glory. Plaque in the arteries. High glory. Father, I declare and decree. Oh my God, my God. There it is right there. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant, Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you as sons of God with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word. And Father, right now, I declare and decree, God is saying healing in the body. Father, we are, Father, I declare and decree, those dealing with type 1 and type 2 diabetes, Father, our glory. Oh, my God, your systems are being cleansed right now. Insulin levels, our glory, sugar levels, our blood levels are returning and into proper alignment with creation. Father, you said, let us create man in our image and after our likeness and let them have dominion. Father, they were created sickness free. And Father, I declare and decree, our glory, that your creative power is doing a new thing in their body. Old things are passed away. Oh, come on, somebody. You better receive it right now. Muscular issues, immune system issues. Oh my God. Oh my God. Father, we come against cystic fibrosis right now. Oh my God, my God, my God. Oh my God. Oh, Father, we just thank you. This is your day. This is your day. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. Yes, yes. Father, right now. Ah, glory. Ah, glory. Come on now. We come against rheumatoid arthritis, Lord God. Ah, glory. Oh, my God, my God. Somebody's, oh, come on. Come on, have you called him out? Just type, I receive it. It is so. Celiac disorder, inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. I'm calling it out right now. Multiple sclerosis, Father, calling it out right now. Glory, 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 glory. Father, oh my God, my God, my God. Oh my God. Hey, glory. Crohn's disease. Ha, glory. We're calling it out right now. Ha, glory. We're calling it out right now. Oh my God, my God. Sarcoidosis right now. Ah, glory. Thyroid diseases right now. Calling it out right now. Hey, glory. Vasculitis. Oh my God, my God, my God. Akesha, lupus. Ah, glory. Lupus right now. Lupus right now. We're calling it out. Lyme disease. Calling it out right now. Ah, glory. Father, I declare and decree. Ah, glory. COVID. Right now, we're calling it out in Jesus' mighty name. Ah, glory. Just type, it is so. Ah, glory. If you receive your healing, if you understand that you receive it, ah, glory, then it manifests, okay? Not by presumption. The Bible says, according to the word, by his stripes we were healed. Oh, glory. Now, I'm going to speak this, not only healed, but whole. Jesus dealt with the woman with the issue of blood, and he said, your faith has made you whole. Ha, glory, his shot. Not just healed, but whole. So anything that was in the bloodline to cause it to try to reoccur was destroyed. Oh, my God. See, our glory, God wants to make us whole, spirit, soul, body, and financially stable. Come on, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Grab your Bibles, your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. And let's go to the Word. Oh, my God, my God. Now, yesterday, we were dealing in this area right here. Glory. Oh my God. Ah, glory. Oh my God. Let me just. You're here. It says right here. Amen. We are dealing with this season, this new season that you're in right now. You're getting rid of the old man. You are destroying. You are getting rid of the old man. The old man. Come on now, you're getting rid of the old man. How glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Now, we started this yesterday. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Okay, let's go here. Come on now. Someone type, I'm a new man. I'm coming. Baby, when we say man, we're just talking about mankind. I am new. Just type, I am new. It is so. Come on now. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Good morning, daughter. Okay, now check this out. Okay. Verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, so the body, the shell, we are a three-part being. We are spirit first because God is a spirit. And if I'm created in God's image and his likeness, I'm spirit first. Then he gave me a soul. My place where attitude, judgment, and determination, the subconscious, our glory. Okay, and then he housed it in a shell, okay, the body, so we could exist here on in this three-dimensional earth realm, amen? Though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed, how? Day by day. Let's take a look at this word, renewed. It says to cause to grow up, to cause to make new strength, new vigor given to someone, to be changed into a new kind of life opposed to the former state. Oh my God. To be changed into a new kind of life. This is the meaning of renewed, the anakano of God. It means to grow up, to make new, to have new strength, new vigor, but to be changed into a new kind of life. Are you getting this? For though the outward man perish, your inner man, your spirit man, your subconscious man is being changed into a new kind of life. Oh my God. Now, how is that happening? I'm glad you asked, daughter. Okay, now you got to go to Romans chapter 12. Come on now. Stay with me. Glory, we're going somewhere. Romans chapter 12. Because you can understand. The Bible said, with all your getting, get understanding. Amen. Verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Come on. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Come on. Someone type, it is so. Amen. And look at what it says. Verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed. Come on now. Be not conformed to this world or to this world system. The world is dictated by the systems. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. and be not conformed to this system, but be ye transformed. This word transformed means to be changed into another form. By how? The renewing of your mind. Not your humanistic mind, but your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind has authority over your human mind. Amen. So we need to work on our subconscious, which is the spirit of the mind. Amen. But be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we might prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, everything that you do in this season that's going to activate being changed, okay, that renewed your inner man being renewed, your inward man being renewed, is going to be dictated by renewing of the mind. Come on now, someone type, it is so. See, your thinking, how we think, is how we're going to change how we live, okay? Oh my God, I'm going to say it again. How we think, how you think, changes how you live. Oh my God, somebody's going to get it today. Mm-hmm. Let's go here. Oh my God, let's go here. Proverbs, I want to say it's Proverbs chapter 23. Yes, it is. Proverbs chapter 23. Oh, come on now. I'm showing you how we're going to change everything around us. Proverbs chapter 23. Look at what it says. Verse 7. For as he thinketh, where? In his heart, so is he. As you think in your heart is the place where the spirit and your subconscious, your soul, interconnect. Amen. So, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is that man. So, your thinking causes your present state to be changed, good, bad, or indifferent. Oh my God. Come on now, someone type, I receive it, it is so. See, come on now, type, I receive it, it is so. Come on. Okay, so in this season that we're in right now, okay, we're in this prophetic time where 5784, God's calendar year and season, connects with 2024, which is the world timing, and it's going to cause favor and the greater. That's 5784, that this will be your season of favor and the greater, okay? According to God's Hebrew year. And 2024 is your season of obedience to new beginnings. Connect. So as we're walking this path of purpose, favor, greater, increase. Good morning, Sister Nancy. Favor, greater, increase. Spirit, soul, body, financial, peace, wholeness, shalom. See, this is going to be the time and season that you walk in greater peace. How do we know? Okay, I'm glad you asked that, because Ezekiel 36, which is the scripture for 2024. Okay, let's go here so that way you get understanding. Ezekiel 36, okay? Ezekiel 36. Look at what it says. In verse 23, and I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you profaned in the midst of them. And I and the heathen shall know. So God's going to cause the heathen, your enemies. He said, I'll prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, and in the midst of them. And they shall know, good morning, Dropstick, that I am the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you in their eyes. So God is going to sanctify his name within you. He's going to set you apart. He's going to bring you forward to the forefront before their eyes. Ah, glory. Then he says, then I'll take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all the countries and bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle what? Clean water upon you. Here's that outward man and inner man being renewed, and a new you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and take away the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my word, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave your fathers. Now, we learned this week that according to Corinthians, that the promises of God in him are yes and amen. So when God gives you a word, when God speaks the word, when God causes that word to come alive, at that moment in time, that word, high glory, is the seed to your harvest of that season. So right now, I declare and decree that this will be the season, oh my God, hey glory, that you shall multiply, increase, and you shall receive your inheritance from all the seed sown all the way back to Adam. You have unclaimed harvest. Someone type, I receive my unclaimed harvest. Come on, type it right now. I receive unclaimed harvest. Oh my God. See, come on now. As a man thinketh, so is he. See, there's some harvest that could not come until now, because it needs to be activated. He said that the yoke shall be destroyed and the burden shall be loosed. Why? Because of the anointing. There's an anointing right now for financial burdens being released, physical burdens, sickness and disease being destroyed. There's an anointing right now in the atmosphere as you're watching. Oh my God, that businesses are being birthed. Ministries are being birthed. High glory, Isha. Witty inventions are being thought of right now. Come on now. That's right, daughter. I receive unclaimed harvest. See, high glory. There we go. There we go. See, there it is right there. When you begin to call it, Paul said, calling those things that be not as though they were. See, you've got seeds in the ground that you didn't even know that you planted. And in fact, there's some seeds from past generations that's supposed to open up and spring forth in your life. And that's going to happen right now. Father, I declare and decree that as we prepare to sow the seed, Father, you said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Seed time is the period of planting seeds or investing consistently in the kingdom of God. The harvest is the manifestation of the fruit of your seed sowing. So when you sow the seed, high glory, hey glory, this morning you are sowing seed to release your unclaimed harvest. How do we do it? Well, you can do it in two ways. Amen. You can sow into the ministry. Amen. Glory. Hey, glory. Come on now. Someone type it. It's so. Hey, glory. Oh, my God. My God. Now, you can use the new beginning seed, which is the 8888, or the $100.88. $188.88. That's the new beginning seed. Okay. So you are walking in there. New beginning. But then we also have the 2024 seed, amen, which is the $224 or the $2,024, okay? So that way you can walk in your season of new beginning. So how do you do it? You use the website, www.restoredministryint.org. You can use the Zelle and use the Church Gmail at restored, MININTL at Gmail. And you can sow seed straight from your account into the ministry account. Or if you would like to just sow into the hand of the prophet, Ezekiel chapter 44 said that's a teruma, the seed or the seed being planted straight into the hand of the prophet. You can use my Cash App at $ProphetBrian. Amen. But get your seed in the ground, whether it's the new beginning seed or whether it's the 2024 seed. Amen. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, glory. Father, I thank you. You said while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Father, I declare and decree that as they sow the seed, hey, glory, as they sow the seed, Father, you're causing unclaimed harvest to come alive and alive right now. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that our glory, that you are going to cause a glory, back pay. I'm sorry, I'm just putting this into Instagram. Amen. I'm putting this into Instagram. Amen. You are causing the blessing of the Lord to remain in their house. Father, you said that the priest shall speak the blessing that it remain in their house. Father, I thank you, Lord God, right now. Oh, my God, my God. Amen and amen. Listen, get your seed in the ground. Listen. It's so strong right now that God is delivering you from your past. Come on now. He's getting rid of your past. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You're a new creature. You will not be hindered by your past. You will no longer be determined by your past. You will no longer be stuck and in bondage to your past. And Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name that it is so. And we say amen and amen and amen. Listen, don't miss this Sunday morning for the hour of power with me and Prophet Tanya Bryant. Listen, but it's your time, it's your season. Thank you for joining in. Be blessed. Be blessed.